beautiful reflections. Thank you so much for being here and welcome to my podcast. I'm your host, Jareth Martinez, also known as Cherry, and in these episodes, we're going to have some open-minded, juicy conversations. We're going to talk about things that are taboo or topics that you don't really hear about. So sit back and relax, and let's get started on today's episode. I just finished channeling an art piece. Well, I'm not finished with it, but this artwork is, you know, do you ever do something and then you're like, what the hell? How the hell did I do that? Like, how did I do that? I've been blowing, and this is the thing. We channel all the time. We channel all the time. We receive downloads all the time. We're divine humans. We're so divine. So, you might have heard one of my episodes that I have done before called 3D to 5D or something like that. And I talk about the third dimension and the fifth dimensional realm. And I'm kind of giggling at myself because I feel like along with many wide mass of humans, have been taken back to this 3D reality where there's separation, where there's just, I'm trying to make sure I say this correctly. Where there is fear, where there is confusion and chaos and all of that does exist if you choose to live in that reality. We're past that, you guys. We're past the separation. We are past the separation. Separation exists if you believe it exists. There is no separation. And I can already hear it coming out of people's thoughts. Jareth, what do you mean there is no separation? Are you crazy? Are you stupid? Do you not see what's on the news? Do you not see what's on social media? Everywhere. That there is separation. Don't you see that it's these people against these people and those people against those people? Don't you know? We're past that. When you go through your spiritual awakening, you realize that death does not exist. You realize that you don't ever die. You just transfer to different realities. You transfer and merge into new lessons that you need to learn.
in a new body, in a new reality, in a new whatever it is. You begin to realize that the darkness is necessary. You have experienced darkness in very deep ways, deeper than what you remember in this current existence. We have experienced all dimensions, and we are experiencing all dimensions at once. When you begin to realize that, the anger and the hatred begins to brush away. Because when you look at your neighbor, and when you look at the person in a whole different country, in a whole different place than you are, when you look at them in the eyes, you see yourself. You see that that is you. You see that you have experienced what they have experienced, and they have experienced what you have experienced. And you see that the darkness is necessary. And that triggers people. I understand. When I say that, so I was listening to, I think her name is Cosmic Pillar of Light. Yep, it's Cosmic Pillar of Light. She has took me through a whole entire journey this night. A whole entire journey. I will not even tell you. I'm not even going to tell you guys, because you guys would be like, what? But anyways, one of the things that she said is, because when you go through your awakening, you understand that you have not only existed. This has not only been your only existence ever. You've had many experiences. You had many existences. You had many forms. And one of the things that she said is that when she tapped into her past lives, she was like, what the fuck? Because the things that she has done, both amazing, I mean, you know, we have many experiences, many were amazing, powerful, she's done so much. But she's also done things that are like completely evil, like totally evil. She even described like probably even worse than what the government is up to right now. Currently. But now she's living a new form. Now she's a cosmic pillar of the light. But she had to have been that cruel being at one of her lifetimes in order to be shining the light that she's shining now. In order for her to be in the position where she's looking at the criminals dead in the eyes. Because she also explained that she worked for jail cells. Oh my God. Cosmic Pillar of Light. If you're ready, you'll look her up. But don't you know? don't you know that you have been lied to? We're being told to stay 6 feet apart from each other because fear. Fear. Is how they want to operate to gain their power. Break through the fear. I need you to be obedient to what is placed in your heart to do in these times. There's a lot of fear to do anything, really. A lot of people have been staying home throughout this whole quarantine, actually. There are some people that have not stepped outside. So there's a lot of fear in people's hearts to do what their heart is telling them to do. Maybe you feel called to go somewhere specific, but you're scared. Or maybe you feel called to transfer to a new job, but you're scared. Maybe you feel called to just travel, but you're scared. The list goes on. You need to take action right now. The fear has been instilled so heavy for months for a reason. You know why? Because we're awakening like never before. We are awakening like never before. We are opening our eyes to new possibilities like never before. And it scares the shit out of the people who have been controlling for so many years. It scares the shit out of them. So they want to make you scared as fuck, okay? And they're doing a really good job. So I'm gonna need you to take action in what has been in your heart for a while. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. It's time for you to rip out that mask. I'm serious. Not just I'm when I said mask, I meant just like mask, but I'm now thinking deeper about it. Mask. Take off your fucking mask. That face mask that they're telling you to wear. That face mask that people are even using when they're driving totally by themselves in the car. What the fuck are we doing? I'm serious. Rip out your mask and walk towards your dreams. Walk towards what you have in your heart to walk towards and use your voice like never before. I'm asking you to rip out that mask that makes you feel like you can't breathe, that makes you feel like you can't speak. Take that shit off. And speak your truth. I'm speaking metaphorically. Unfortunately, if I go to a grocery store, I do wear the mask because I'm not trying to have police. I'm just not trying to That's a whole different podcast. But what I'm saying, I'm speaking metaphorically, and I'm sure you understand what I'm trying to say. So, something that came into my mind to share yesterday. I was going to make a story, an Instagram story about it, but I got sidetracked because I've been packing and planning these past days, and things are moving really quick for me. But at the same time, I'm grateful for it. It is a little overwhelming. So I didn't get to say what I wanted to say through my Instagram stories, but I'm doing it right now. Oftentimes we say, oh, the tickets right now are blah 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 dollars. I'll just buy it tomorrow. I'm sure it's going to be the same exact price. And when you go back on that website tomorrow to buy like either that concert ticket or that airplane ticket or whatever it is, you see that the prices went up, or you see that the tickets are sold out. And you're like, what the hell? I swear, I literally was looking at it like yesterday or like hours ago. And I swear I was just gonna buy my ticket. Like, what do you mean it's sold out? What do you mean that, the prices went up for the airplane ticket? We really think that the universe is waiting for us, like stopping everything, stopping the movement of all the planets in the galaxy, stopping the creatures from being born, all of these things. Everything's just being at a halt for you. We sometimes think in that way, where we think that, oh, be oh be oh it will be available to me tomorrow. Do you not know that there's thousands and thousands and millions of people who have similar dreams and desires as you? Not exactly like you, though, because you have like this perfect designed DNA that only you have. The specific signature energy that only you carry. But you best believe that if you do not take action on what you need to do, someone will do it. Someone will take that opportunity right in front of your face and say, you know what? You lack and it's mine. You're taking too long, it's mine. You didn't act on it, so it's all mine now. Stop thinking that the universe is going to wait for you. I'm speaking from experience. There's been times where I'm like, oh, I'll just buy my airplane ticket tomorrow. This is a pretty decent price. I'm sure it's going to be like that tomorrow. The next day, the prices go up. The next day, they don't even have that time frame that I was looking for available. We need to take action the moment our heart is telling us to go. I'm not saying buy an airplane ticket today, tomorrow. I mean, if that's what you think you should do, then do it. But what I'm saying is that when you have something so strong in your heart to do, don't drag it out. Don't sit on it. Don't sit on it. Period. Period. We are divine human beings. Divine. 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 Tap into your divinity. You are divine. You are a fine dime that is divine. But really, Thank you so much for listening. I hope you're feeling like a bag of cherries. Take that mask off. Walk forward. Don't feed into the 3D. You're past that. We are one. All is well. There's beauty everywhere around you. You just need to step into it. Take care, and I'll see you in my next podcast episode.